You are now standing where Jack the Ripper's third victim would meet her untimely end. Elizabeth Stride was the Ripper's only non-English victim. She'd moved to London from Sweden at the age of 22 and married a local man, John Stride. Together they ran a coffee shop until they split up permanently in 1881. She had worked as a prostitute before she moved to London, and it appears that she took it up again after the collapse of her marriage. But she also did have work from wealthy families in the West End for whom she would do cleaning and sewing. This meant that, unlike Jack the Ripper's other victims, she was not actually a full-time prostitute, which made her all the more unlucky to have crossed the path of Jack the Ripper on one of the few nights she was working the streets. In the early hours of the 30th of September, a particularly wet and windy London night, a man called Louis Deem Schultz was returning with his pony and cart between the pub he ran and another building that stood here, trying to get through a pitch-black passageway to the stables at the back of his pub. This pathway would have exited right about where the school playground on the other side of the street stands today. In the middle of the alleyway, his horse stopped and shied away. Louis was puzzled. His horse had made this journey in the dark hundreds of times. He climbed down from his seat and began to feel around in the dark, unable to see anything in the blackness. Soon his hands came upon what he had first believed to be a clump of rags. He then knelt down and lit a match to get a better look. In the windy conditions of the night, his match went out almost immediately, but not before he could identify the body of a woman lying in front of him. Initially, Louis thought it was his wife, having picked her up at the same location numerous times after she had come home drunk on gin. Assuming it was just his sleeping wife, he left the body and went to his pub next door to grab his lantern and come back out to help her inside. However, as soon as Louis walked into the pub, the first person he saw was his wife. He then grabbed his lantern and returned to the scene of the crime, finding the body of Elizabeth Stride. She had only one slit across her neck and no other markings. Louis reported that her body was still warm and blood was still pouring from the wound around her neck. We already know that this was not the Ripper's practice method. He would kill and then mutilate and disembowel his victims. So why not Elizabeth Stride? It is believed that this is because the Ripper was interrupted by Louis's arrival. His horse shied away, spooked by the movement of a person in the alleyway. And when Louis lit that match while he knelt down to investigate the mass on the ground, he was likely standing right in front of the killer. Perhaps if he had lit the match while standing upright, he would have been looking directly into the eyes of Jack the Ripper himself. Elizabeth's body was left relatively untouched, as the killer had been interrupted before he could complete his gruesome work, and Louis's retreat to the pub to pick up his lantern gave the culprit enough time to flee the area. But Jack the Ripper was not yet done for the night. Retrace your steps to Commercial Street and take a left. Follow the road until it dead ends, then take a left onto busy Whitechapel Street. Pass Aldgate Station, then Aldgate East Station, until you get to the Church of St. Botolph without Aldgate. This is your next stop. Please play the next clip as you walk.